had a little time on the show to carve out some time for stuff you didn't know you needed to know on some Thursday morning.
Extra, read all about
headlines as life moves rather fast. Let's stop and take a look around. Saw this story that we hit a crazy milestone as either a human race or lack thereof, as now officially 52%, over half of online articles are now officially written by AI.
This does not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, 52%, you betcha.
It's ridiculous, like the typos and the
stuff
crazy
that doesn't make sense. Yeah, getting a little dystopian quicker than even AI originally, when somebody asked them several years ago, how long would it take for AI to take everything over? And they said, about 2026. So we're a little faster pace, according to AI's original prediction. Also predicted that we'd all have six fingers by this point, but that didn't happen.
Gross.
That's okay. Either which way, I thought it would be fun to ask ChatGPT to write a joke about the news story, milestone over half of online articles written by AI. So, I did.
What did we get?
Over half of online articles are now written by AI. The other half were written by humans denying they used AI.
Hilarity ensues.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
Sounds like more of a threat, or maybe it knew something, honestly.
It's going to be great. They're not going to take over.
You know, actually, the real humans say this marks a major turning point for journalism. That source also was AI, it turns out.
You can run. You can hide. But they're going to get you.
Yeah.
That would be the holidays and pricing. And it's kicking off early with Halloween. Will this be the most expensive on record? Chocolate prices are surging thanks to lower production of the cocoa plant on the international market. And let's not forget our friendly neighborhood tariffs. Costumes going to set you back an extra $10 to $15 each. The average price per person for this October 31st, $114, 13 billion nationwide.
Oh, okay.
Happy Halloween.
There you go.
I mean, I'd say, like, go ahead and just hand out the apples, but those are going to be more expensive, too.
I'm going to defend my trunk at all costs from kids. Leave that alone. On the flip side, Bible sales reportedly have jumped 22% this year. Last year, that was after a jump of 14%. So Bible sales increasing. Maybe try reading one.
Hallelujah! Amen. You know, Uncle Herschel, not the only one having issues right now. Apparently, it's contagious. Uncle Ben's as well. The rice company recalling their products due to the possible presence of small stones.
Of what?
Stones. Like
like rocks?
Like the, yeah. Not like the Rolling Stones.
Like
they're on
pebbles?
Tour. These are like things that could be easily confused for rice.
Yeah, okay.
But then you get them in your teeth, and they are not rice.
Right,
no,
yeah. Okay.
Customers are being urged to return said products to the place of purchase for a refund. Maybe I'll do that when I get around to that radioactive shrimp that's lurking at the bottom of my freezer. I'm afraid to touch it.
Well, as Uncle Ben once said, with great rice comes great pebbles. I think it was a different Uncle Ben. New survey, speaking of the consumer front, by Charmin reveals that 82% of people find running out of toilet paper to be one of the most frustrating bathroom scenarios. 83% say being the next person after the previous people that were asked in the poll is far worse. Mm-hmm. And then Charmin has introduced the Forever Roll. They say it lasts up to 1 month, has about 1,700 sheets.
Wow.
The sheets rolled out stands as tall as the Washington Monument.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, your cat says, try me.
Meow, 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 meow.
And then finally, state of Oklahoma's actually going reverse direction on this. State of Oklahoma has launched a new program that is hiring people from Mexico to fill teacher positions during what has been a years-long across the state of Oklahoma education crisis. They don't have enough teachers across the state of Oklahoma. So they launched this program, they announced it, that they're hiring people specifically out of Mexico to fill teacher shortages. And obviously, with everything, it's not without detractors, critics, or problems, as they're having a hard time understanding the students from Oklahoma and their broken English.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Meow, 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 meow.